they're equally as important as they were last year or indeed the year before. However, the difference this year is that the Commission's proposals are totally arbitrary and unjustified in terms of we have approximately 75% of our stocks. We have cuts ranging from 10 to 100%. And the vast majority of those, there is no scientific basis whatsoever for them. So I do expect that common sense will prevail. And indeed, from the meetings we've already had with Minister Coveney, we have emphasized to him, and we know that he has already taken it up at other councils, that the Commission's proposals are fundamentally flawed and that we do need to start from a new basis rather than talking about how much do we reduce the reduction by. That's not where we're starting from. As far as we're concerned, the vast majority of these proposals do not make sense, are unjustified and arbitrary. And so from that point of view, I'm quietly confident that a large number of these reductions can be overturned. I think the key issue, though, for us is that we have a number of significant stocks, both in the northwest and in the east coast and in the south, that that the fleets are actually dependent on. And those stocks are in a very healthy state. Just take, for example, Haddock off the Donegal coast. The scientific advice is for a 410% increase, but the Commission's proposal is only offering a 25% increase.
Is it a case, though, really, in reality, it's fishermen pitted against environmentalists? Both have statistics and scientific proof, they would argue. It's a case of which one is taken on board.
No, I don't know. That is certainly not the case. I mean, any of the ones we are putting forward, we have a scientific support behind us. This isn't just the industry putting forward that it wants a higher quota without taking into account that we need sustainable stocks, because without sustainable stocks, we as a fishing industry don't have a future. So our first priority is that when we are putting forward our suggestions, we usually have, and indeed in this case we certainly have it in all the cases, we have a sound scientific basis behind us, and the environmentalists will have the same access to the same scientific data from ICES and the STECF, and indeed from our own Marine Institute in Ireland.
So from a Northwest perspective, what aspects of the negotiations do you believe Donegal fishermen, perhaps, as you mentioned, Haddock, but what else will they be looking closely at?
Well, I think there's a critical... people in the fishing community in the Northwest will be well familiar about there's additional measures brought into part of the Donegal coast in relation to what we call bycatch provisions in relation to cod, haddock and whiting. And we are trying very hard to try and get, because of the huge stock of haddock that's coming on stream, we are trying very hard to get the haddock out of that bycatch provision so that we would have a directed haddock fishery in 2012, and that would go some way towards ameliorating some of those technical measures that came in 3 years ago.
So you talk about a 400% increase in the stock, and they're proposing perhaps a 25% increase in what we can catch. Where's the middle ground, do you see?
Well, sorry, to be honest, I don't see a middle ground here. We either can justify what we're saying in terms of the 410% increase, and the facts of the matter, yes, we can justify it. The Commission have no basis for their 25% increase. There is no basis for it. It's just an arbitrary figure because of the way they looked at the science. But the science is very clear that if we don't have this significant increase in haddock, there's going to be massive discarding, which totally runs contrary to what the Commissioner Damanaki has been preaching to us all, that we have to stop discards. Here is a situation where she can help to stop discards, which is actually promoting it. So I know you're asking me for a middle ground, but I'm certainly looking that we should get the increase that the science is advocating in relation to that.